Hello, I'm Paul Davis, a servant and apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas, and sent by God to your house throughout the world. I'm doing this audio from the office of my home in Plano, Texas. The title of this audio is Beware of False Prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they're ravening wolves. We'll have Kathy read 4 or 5 verses to you from Matthew chapter 7. Is that right?
That's right.
Would you read, Kathy?
I'm going to start in verse 15. Beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. You shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits you shall know them.
Wherefore, by their fruits you shall know them. Do you really pay attention to the fruits of those preachers that you love to hear? Do you recognize their fruits? And what are they? Oh, have you ever considered what they're bringing forth from the pulpit? Through their mail, through their videos, audios. Are you aware? Or do you ever think about it? Do you even care? And did you know? You have to look, see what kind of fruit is being brought forth. Is it good or is it evil? Are they walking in the gospel? Are they preaching the gospel? Are they serving God with their spirit in the gospel? If they're not, they're evil. Evil. That simple. You know, I've got to be speaking at the 7 p.m. at Water of Life. A few minutes in worshiping God and sending the power of God throughout the world on Roku and live stream. So I better cut this thing short and get out of here and go and preach the gospel to the world. Love you, Noel Davidson, from his home in Plano, Texas. God bless you. I'll see you in a little while. Amen.